This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome once again to another edition of What's On Your Mind. We're live and on location today at the Ramcota Hotel Bismarck for the Greater North Dakota Chamber 2016 Policy Summit. Broadcasting today here, we're going to have a couple of the Policy Summit topics tackled on this program, including refugees and resettlement of folks from all across the globe to the great state of North Dakota, something that is facilitated by Lutheran Social Services. Their CEO, Jessica Thompson, is going to join us today on the program to talk about that and deal with that issue a little bit head on, so we look forward to that. We're also going to talk with downtown Fargo businessman Dale Zimmerman, who is a restaurateur, Peacock Alley and other restaurants, doing some developments in downtown Bismarck. And Tony Gehrig, who is a Fargo City Commissioner, concerning incentives, the Renaissance Zone, tax increment finance districts. You know, there's a number of tools that communities have to incentivize development in particular areas. Sometimes it's a no-brainer in my mind. For instance, the Renaissance Zones. If you go look what the legislature did to approve those and what has come out as a result, in other words, property that is on the tax rolls that benefit an entire community that was not on the rolls before the Renaissance Zone, is unbelievable. It's just night and day. And in my mind, that's an example of one that's worked and worked very, very well. And it's often used for downtowns, but it doesn't have to be. So this isn't really a debate about downtowns. It's more a debate about the tool of an incentive, which is essentially the taxpayers' funding. So they do deserve scrutiny, especially when budgets are tight. So it'll be a good conversation. Look forward to having that today. Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, will join us. He'll be stopping by the Policy Summit, and we will get an update on the Standing Rock pipeline protest and what's happening down there. The judge yesterday, at least for the short term, punted. Doesn't mean that there won't be a ruling that will come out. A lot of people thought there was going to be what they call a bench ruling, where, in other words, he would just right from the bench say, here's the deal, it's done, it's over. And a lot of people anticipated that yesterday, that evidently had seen the signals that was coming, given the legal proceedings to this point. It didn't come that way. And he did ask a number of questions. My sources tell me that everybody believes the outcome will be the same, that, you know, I guess, looks at the particulars of this and the questions that he was asking and everything else, that the belief is, I shouldn't say everybody because that's a lot of people, but the belief by people who were watching this closely is that there's no reason to believe that the judge is going to do anything other than ultimately rule in favor of getting this project going again. But it may be a couple of weeks, so you have a lot of uncertainty. I've talked to a lot of people who say there is some dialogue that's beginning, which is a good thing, and a recognition that there are good guys and bad guys at the protest site. That's come from some of the people there themselves. There's two camps and whatnot, so maybe progress can be made. I continue to believe that a conversation is the most important thing. But we'll get an update on the whole situation, a lot of moving parts to it. Of course, welcome your input on it as well. And, you know, I remain committed to, number one, having a reasonable discussion about energy development, which you can't have with people like Earth Justice that believe fossil fuels should go away. Okay, you can't. Somebody that starts with there should be no fossil fuels, they are in a zealot extremist category, so far from reality. And they're in Al Gore land, right? And meanwhile, like Al Gore, who flies around all over the place making the case for global warming being caused by fossil fuels, are hypocrites. You know, unless you don't plan to drive, unless you don't plan to fly, you have to recognize we have a need for fossil fuels in this country, but that's a big part of the fringe. And then I think there's also an element of well-intentioned Native American folks who've been scared that somehow this pipeline and the short distance it will travel underwater is a threat to their water supply, unlike the millions of miles of pipe elsewhere in this country. And I don't know the actual number, but obviously there are Native American and reservations all across the country, many of them supplied by water where there are pipelines under. So, you know, this is, it happens in many other places. And, you know, a gentleman yesterday called from South Dakota, said, I'm worried about my water down here in South Dakota. And you know, started asking a question, well, do you know how many pipelines there are already? Why aren't you worried about your water supply from that pipeline, but yet are worried about this one? And, you know, there's no real answer there. Not to mention, I would add to that, if you are consumed with a fear that this pipeline and this place is going to threaten the water supply of this region, given the statistical likelihood of that happening, based on black and white facts, don't drive a car. Don't leave your house, because you are way, 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 way more likely to be in a car accident, to be hit by a bus, you know, walking down the street, than you are having that problem. But, you know, now we're injecting common sense into this. What I just said, I hope, isn't perceived as racism, isn't, you know, bigotry, isn't hateful. It's just factual. And unfortunately, anytime you object to some people who are on a, you know, a different track, you're racist. And we're trying to be anything but every day here. So anyway, we're going to do that. What else do we have lined up for you today? And by the way, I have reached out again with a phone call, actually, to the chairman of the Standing Rock Reservation. We will continue to effort an interview with him and talk about this. We've obviously heard from a lot of folks in the Native American community who are either at the protest site or supportive of what's happening there, but we've not talked to the leadership, so that'd be nice. And I do hope that conversations continue. I think, for the most part, when people understand this is an unlawful protest, and even to kind-heartedly, lawfully try and help and support and stand with these people, you are engaging in unlawful activity. People get the idea that, you know, this is, okay, we better reset here. We better do this differently. And I think that's starting to sink in. So that's a good thing. And to the extent we can help it happen, I think that's fantastic. I mentioned yesterday I had a conversation with Senator Byron Dorgan about the UAS summit up in Grand Forks. We'll hear that interview before the end of the program as well. So lots to do today on What's on Your Mind. You can call us at 800-228-0550. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell is here. You may have to just talk for me pretty quick, Todd, because as you can tell, I'm starting to...
I was going to say, a little frog in your throat there, is that the deal?
That's what happens when I...
Don't you just swallow the frog before the show. That's
yeah, exactly.
I know the feeling. I go through that.
I've probably had more conversations off the air than I've had on the air the last couple of days, just trying to keep tabs on all the different moving parts.
That's the trouble with our job. People think, oh, you're only on for a couple hours. Well, yeah, and then you talk to people off the air, and the next thing you know, the next day comes, and oh, after all that talking to other people, don't have any voice left.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Anyway, let's get cranking with the program today. We are brought to you by, in part by our friends at Polar Service Center, and they've got a job waiting for you, up to $32 an hour. I'll tell you more about that, and a number you can call to take advantage of that coming up on the program. Matt and Bismarck here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We're live at the Policy Summit at the Ram Cooner today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Matt.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Better now that you called.
Oh, super. Hey, I just had a question. When you talk to the Lutheran social services people later on today, I know they're bringing in refugees from all over the place, and they're, you know, doing what they think is right. I just had a question for them regarding Minneapolis and how for the past 25 years they've been bringing in Muslim refugees from, like, Somalia and all these other places. How are they going to deal with the fact that right now Minneapolis is considered a hotbed for Muslim extremism in North America? And how are they going to deal with these people? And how are they vetting them? I guess that's pretty much all I was really wondering. And it seems like every time anybody I talk to on the ground level, they don't have any answer for that. So maybe the director there can answer a few questions for us.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question, right? Because there is a consequence of a decision that at the time looked kind-hearted, you know, you're trying to help some folks out that are in a tough spot. You know, you're going to resettle them. All of a sudden it grows. And all, you know, I mean, basically what you described is there's parts of Minneapolis that have become Europe, right? I mean, there are factions. And then, you know, the resentment grows and the plotting and planning begins. And, you know, so there's definitely a seed of that.
We're always trying to help people, and that's because I think that Americans in general, we're all fairly generous. I mean, we all want people in the world to have the same kind of opportunities that we have and to live in the best country in the world. Well, the problem is that if we're bringing a lot of these people in that don't share those values, you know, I guess if there's a specific organization that's doing a lot, which Lutheran Social Services does a lot of good work, the question is, you know, how much good work is offset by what they're doing with, or not so much that, but the consequences that happen after they do their good work and these people bring their families in and there isn't a vetting and things along that line. See what I'm saying?
You're a very good point, Matt. Absolutely, I do, and we will ask coming up, so stay tuned for that on What's On Your Mind. Back with Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley next. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
New York City at Christmas time. Unforgettable. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen. My wife, Marie, and I are again this year hosting a trip to New York City for our listeners. It is a tour that includes everything you need to see in New York City. I can't do the itinerary justice in this commercial, so if you'd like the full itinerary, email me, scott@flagfamily.com. We have a great price, great hotel, the Homewood Suites by Hilton, great tour operator, everything's perfect. Did it last year, and you're going to absolutely love it. We'll see everything from the Empire State Building to the 9/11 Museum and 9/11 Memorial, Little Italy and Chinatown. Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum is absolutely fantastic. The Fox News Channel, guided tour of Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty, see a Broadway show, An American in Paris, and the Rockettes in Radio City Music Hall. Plus, we added a college hockey game. UND is taking on Boston College. We'll be there in Madison Square Garden. Call Jason at Group Travel Planners, 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com, for details on the great deals in New York City.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
So I mentioned a moment ago that we are brought to you in part by our friends at the Polar Service Center today. They are hiring and in need of technicians, and we've been talking about this. They're looking for a tank washer up in Killdeer. They're looking for a sales rep to cover the whole state. They're ramping up, and you've heard me talk about them before. They're a great company. Biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. Make them in Minnesota. And they have 30-plus Polar service centers around North America to service their trailers and others. And they have great facilities, top-notch safety. I mean, just the best of the best in Kildare and also in Williston. Need four folks in Williston. Need some folks in Kildare as well. Great benefits, up to $32 an hour. And they train you. They great benefits. It's fantastic. Give Gary a call if you're interested in one of those jobs. 701-495-3592. I've been getting texts in the middle of the night. Tell me that number again. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Gary Polar Service Center. Tell him Scott sent you. All right. Joe in North Dakota, Jim on the road. Hang on a moment. I want to talk with Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley, who was nice enough to break away for a moment to give us an update on what is happening with the ongoing difficult situation that we've been chronicling here on the program of the standoff down near Cannonball and the Standing Rock Reservation with the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Mr. Lieutenant Governor, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing well. Hello to you and your listeners.
So we chatted with you a couple of days ago in Grand Forks and got an update. I've heard a significant amount of feedback since that conversation of people recognizing this was more serious than they sort of thought. And I think your explanation of, okay, this is an unlawful protest, so to do things that you consider to be lawful as part of an unlawful protest makes you unlawful, caused some people to say, wow, maybe this is more serious than I realized. Now you have the ruling yesterday. Some people anticipating that it would sort of diffuse after that. Now we have some uncertainty. Where are we at today?
Well, you know, today there was a lot of talk in some quarters about, you know, the judge out in Washington, D.C., the federal judge ruling from the bench. And I was actually on the phone with the U.S. attorney here in North Dakota, and we were having a chuckle about that because, you know, we both have a lot of experience in courtrooms, and we couldn't recall a time that we saw a federal judge rule from the bench on something that significant. But nevertheless, sure enough, a couple of hours later, we learned that the decision was coming down in September. He's handing his decision down in September. I want to pivot, though, for a moment and say that, you know, we're not, you know, I'm not directly involved in that litigation. It's ongoing. It obviously has a big role in this. But what this began as a peaceful protest, I suppose, and I have to give the vast majority of the people credit for wanting to begin it as a peaceful, law-abiding protest, pretty rapidly morphed and now exists as an unlawful protest from which hundreds of illegal activities have sprung. And there has been ongoing activity which has been questionable and illegal and very concerning. And I want to make the point, though, I really do believe, we believe that the vast majority of folks went out there with the best intentions and may even be wondering now, you know, how did this happen? How did we get to this point? And there's every opportunity for people who have had their say and they've had their protest to still extract themselves from this. No one will stop somebody from saying, I'm going to pull myself out of this unlawful protest and go back and, have an opportunity to protest maybe in the future or have ongoing commentary.
So is that some advice? In other words, are you comfortable saying state of North Dakota's, recommending it's time to go home?
Yeah, I think that's a fair way to put it as advice. And you know what it is, you know, the conversations that we've had, and there is dialogue that has sprung up. And plus, you know, we have an existing and sound relationship with the Standing Rock Sioux tribe here in North Dakota and as well as the other tribes here in North Dakota. And, you know, dialogue on a number of issues over the years. And so this isn't a new relationship. So, you know, we want to encourage people. There are a number of tribes out there, depending on who you're, you know, hearing from that day. There are seven different Sioux tribes that are represented out there, we're told. And then, you know, tens of other groups from other states and in from all over the region and nationally, you know, calling their leadership to reach out to their people and call them back out of this unlawful protest, call them back out. They've made their point and had their say. And I have to say, though, too, Scott, nobody would rob from someone the opportunity and the right that we all have for peaceful protest and law-abiding protest. That's sacred.
So we lost in this. I mean, they could, you know, that protest could go on forever, right?
Yeah.
But it has to be lawful. Where did it really cross the bridge between what many people say? What in the world could be wrong with protesting and your rights to go out there and say I don't like this? Where did it cross the line? Where has it gone bad?
In no particular order of importance, because they're all important. But there's been when the state highway is taken over and the public's opportunity to pass. Not being stopped, not being intimidated, not being scrunched into the other lane or whatever it might be. When people are walking on the highway, they have no permit to be out there, no working with law enforcement. That's unlawful. When they go on to the right of way or the private property and take over the way that the pipeline company was the approaches they were using to get their equipment into the field where they were lawfully working and take that over and closing that down, that's unlawful. Lasers have been pointed up at into the cabs, into the cockpits of aircraft flying over. That is a federal law violation and a very serious one. No less serious than pointing a firearm at somebody. No less serious at all. And in fact, discharging that firearm, because that laser, when it's pointed into the cockpit, has the opportunity to and will, if it's on target, blind the pilot, and the rest is history.
Well, I understand it did, right? Temporarily blind.
It did temporarily, and so those are problems. And persistent violation of the federal judge's order from last week out there, property damage and violence and property to the to millions of dollars of equipment that is out there and on scene. I mean, that is very, very troubling. And by the way, the protest is the main encampment is on federal Army Corps of Engineer land. They don't have a permit to be there. If you or I went out there tomorrow with our tent, we would be extracted summarily. And, that's the federal issue, and it's for them to decide when such a move will be made.
For them being in the Corps?
Yeah, it's the Army Corps' land, and so we don't have say about that, but we can certainly comment that it is an illegal encampment. It is not permitted, and this raises the importance of that. They've got sanitary issues, they've got health issues, they've got a variety of
issues. Well, excuse me, that'd be a quick fix on the federal side where you could say, Corps, make it known that they need to leave immediately, right? And has the governor talked to the Corps?
The governor has had conversations with the Army Corps, and they're proceeding through the permitting process. They've had I'm told that there was a permit request after the fact that went in, but the fact remains that it's not permitted now.
How about the chairman? Is he talking with the chairman? I mean, do you get a sense? I mean, is there good enough dialogue on all fronts going on here?
Well, you can always use more, and I think that you are seeing some conversation because people recognize that a protest of this nature becomes a danger to the protesters, a danger to the public, danger to law enforcement, and that it is being conducted in too many ways in an unlawful fashion. Yesterday, by the way, I want to point out we had some questions about this. Yesterday, the dialogue between law enforcement and the protesters led to a safe and permitted, and they allowed this to happen and then to come up the highway again, which would otherwise, without that dialogue, would not be lawful. And that was as a result of that discussion, they said, look, it's not that we're not regarding your right to protest. We can accommodate that at this time. It's not going to be ongoing,
but
we can do that.
We'll finish after this. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
So chances are when I'm not behind the microphone doing what's on your mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story, that's what we are, storytellers. And talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real, it's personal, it's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag. Just give us a call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for me. Or call Jim at KFIRE at 701-255-1234.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Back at Bismarck, Greater North Dakota Chamber Policy Summit for 2016. In a couple of minutes, we're going to tackle one of the topics that will be happening on the stage a little later on incentives. Are they a wise investment of taxpayer dollars? Talk about that coming up on the program. Also, Jessica Thompson from Lutheran Social Services will join us next hour. Doug Burgum will be here. Failed to mention that earlier. Doug, the Republican candidate for governor in North Dakota, we'll chat with him bottom of the next hour, and then also Byron Dorgan, a former senator from North Dakota who was at the UAS summit earlier this week. So all that coming up on the program today. We're brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better with that 4-for-4 deal all day, every day. And they're giving away $50,000 in cash again. And new registrations drawn every week. So you got to go in every week, fill up, have the 4-for-4 hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four items, $4 all day long. PetroServe USA. We're going to finish our conversation with Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley about the Dakota Access Pipeline protest and then get into the incentive debate with Dale Zimmerman and Tony Gehrig in just a moment. So any questions or comments for these guys, welcome. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Gary and Sturgis had a question about the pipeline that maybe, or the protest that maybe our Lieutenant Governor can answer. Gary, what's your question?
Well, the question I had is, I'm looking at your official North Dakota state roadmap, and I was, everyone knows, including myself, that the Missouri River flows south. Well, what if it ever flowed the other way, back the, towards the west? You would have contaminated water from Bilford, Chilton, and Williston, but it won't do that. But it may affect the fresh water supply from Cannonball all the way back towards Bilford, you know, and along your north.
All right, Gary, you're raising questions that have been raised by others in the way of concerns over the water supply. Isn't the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers process designed to look at that exact concern that Gary has, Drew?
Those concerns have been vetted quite vigorously, and there's a lot of public record along those lines. They're very serious concerns. No one should mistake, by the way, think that the people in North Dakota, we only care if this impacts people in North Dakota. And, by the way, if something happened to the water supply and it flowed down to other states, that we wouldn't care about it anymore. I mean, these are precious resources to all of us. We share in them equally, and we care about them equally. And the reality of modern life and other safety concerns is that we've got railroads going across rivers. We've got lots of pipelines going under and through rivers, water supplies, and we do it with the best technology that we can. And this particular project is really, on the forefront of that technology. So it's been vetted all very public. I'm not expert in it, but that's why they have public hearings. That's why they have that comment. They get the decisions made, and then you move forward. And when you're at this point, the option for unlawful, disruptive, threatening, intimidating protest is not one of the options.
Anything else you want to say about the situation?
No, I just...
How are they going to end?
I really want to commend the men and women in law enforcement and the people working so hard on the law enforcement side of this issue to keep things safe. And I really want to call out to the people who are involved in this protest, who went there with the best intentions to be lawful and to be safe. They recognize it has morphed into an unlawful protest. And that is the case. And they have an opportunity to extract themselves from that up here ahead. We appreciate the dialogue very much and want to encourage more of that and some unity on keeping things safe and going forward, ensuring the public and the protester safety together, and then having this project go forward, I think, can all be accomplished.
How will it end?
Scott, we're gonna continue to do everything we can to make sure that however it ends peacefully, safely. And that we go forward with the interests of all having been considered and move forward.
Last question: when will construction begin again?
I don't work for the construction company. I'm not in that decision making loop.
That's your goal, though, right?
I mean, well, our goal is to maintain and maintain security out there, and then obviously people who have private property rights and have lawful rights to engage in commerce. That's obviously something that we have to protect.
Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor for North Dakota, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. We'll continue, and again, we are also efforting an interview with the Chairman of Standing Rock to get their perspective on this, have been for days. Continue to watch this very closely, and I think some good advice from the Lieutenant Governor today on the program. I mentioned earlier with the Greater North Dakota Chamber Policy Summit, these are really great events to just throw issues out there that need debate, discussion, room full of folks, get a chance to respond by text. I mean, it really is an interesting, fun thing, and we're going to be talking about incentives today. And two of the panelists that'll be on this panel moderated by some schlep, I forget his name, but is going to go up there and talk a little bit about incentives. Dale Zimmerman, who is a downtown business owner, restaurateur extraordinaire, Peacock Alley and others, joins us. How are you, Dale?
I'm great.
Nice to see you. And Tony Garrick is here. Tony, how are you?
Great, Scott. It's a beautiful day here in Bismarck. So
Tony is, of course, Fargo City Commissioner and one of the newer, I guess not. You can't say that anymore. There's newer members than you, right?
Right?
Two new. But certainly I've been one of those, I think, candidates that challenged the status quo partially on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to first start by defining what an incentive is.
Yeah.
Okay? So to you, Tony, what is an incentive?
Yeah, to a Fargo commissioner, we look at the property tax exemptions, basically. So we can have three of them. It's a TIF, a pilot, or a Renaissance zone. They all mean different things. They all mean money is taken out of your pocket and put into somebody else's pocket. So there's more incentives that go along with that at a state level. So when you get a Renaissance zone exemption, for example, you also get some sort of income tax exemptions and so on. We don't obviously look at that too hard because we don't have any control or any ability to collect on income tax in the city of Fargo. So when we talk about exemptions, you can think of it as a new and exciting way to tax people. It's a new tax. And when you look at your tax bill at the end of the year from the county, and it says here's what you pay in property taxes, fully 7% of that in the city of Fargo goes directly to this new way to tax people, and that's called incentives.
All right. So he's saying it's a wolf in sheep's clothing. I think. Dale, how do you define an incentive?
Well, an incentive is anything that's given, in this case, would be a government incentive to try to create some kind of investment from the business world. So if we're going to be talking about business incentives, which is what this panel is supposed to be discussing, business incentives are the government uses any policy that they can, which is form of taxing, to try to get the private sector to invest in certain things, whether that's properties, buildings, bringing different airlines into our different cities. You know, there's all kinds of incentives, agricultural incentives. I mean,
are they a good thing?
I think I don't know if you can make a blanket statement that all incentives are a good thing, but we definitely have a lot of history in the state of North Dakota that incentives are a very good thing for a lot of different people.
You have a unique perspective on this, in that while you think these are a tool that have done good, you don't personally use them. Why?
Well, I'm a firm believer in personal responsibility and also personal investment in. I've made statements publicly. I've been on your radio show before that I will never, ever apply, or have I ever considered applying for any kind of tax incentive. I believe that a taxpayer, if they want to give me money, I shouldn't take their tax money. They should come into my restaurants and buy a hamburger. And that's just my personal view. However, I also look at the success of certain programs, and it's undeniable that without them, my businesses wouldn't even exist.
So let's talk about that. Downtown Fargo.
Sure.
If we go back to downtown Fargo, when I moved to Fargo in 2001.
That's right.
But even I remember being down at like Lauerman's in the, you know, the mid-90s for different things.
Sure.
You know, it was a pit. Right. Okay. And the Renaissance Zone program is lit up. Legislature authorizes it. And downtown Fargo is transformed. So is your argument, Tony, that happens with or without a Renaissance Zone tax incentive?
I've spoken to people about the fact that incentives can and should be used in situations where there is blight. But the problem is with the government, with any government program, is it's usually indefinite. It goes on for as long as people will allow it to. It expands in size and scope, which it has in the city of Fargo. We never used to give exemptions to businesses, or I'm sorry, office buildings, to hotels, to things like that. And now we are almost exclusively in downtown Fargo giving money for those things. So the size and scope always increases. And that's where it goes bad. You know, so a 5-year Renaissance Zone, sure, that's fine. But when you add on a Renaissance Zone on top of a TIF, on top of a pilot, which we did in the city of Fargo, that cost the taxpayers in one project $30+ million over 40 years.
One thing I do worry about, Dale, you know this better than anybody. You know, if I have a sales team, or in this case, a team of folks that work for me in the planning department, and I say, here's a couple of things that'll get the sale a little easier, you're going to use them every time, right?
Yes, yes.
Whether you need them or not.
Yep.
So, I mean, do you think there's, you know, that we've gotten to the point where there's so many of them, and we maybe need to rein them in a little bit and understand which ones are the most effective and kind of reset a little bit in any way?
You know, we should always be looking at that. We should always be looking at whether or not these programs work. The biggest thing about what we're doing today is economic development. And, you know, you had mentioned NP Avenue, for instance, in Fargo. I mean, when I went to college in the 80s, my dad told me, okay, when you're going to Fargo, stay away from NP Avenue. That's trouble.
Be careful leaving the old Broadway,
yeah.
Right? Yeah,
Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis, same thing. I mean, epically horrible places that have been turned around through business incentives and are prospering today. So today, now that they're prospering, we have a decision to make. Do we take our foot off of the accelerator and just let things go, or do we keep it going? One thing about economic development that's very difficult to do is gauge, you know, because it takes decades to actually get the ball rolling. And once that ball is rolling, do you really want to put any roadblocks in front of it to hinder it? You know, that's what we need to decide as a society. You know, yeah, we have some good things happening in our downtowns, but they're, you know, infants next to what can actually happen in economic development.
And look, I appreciate what you're saying there. You know, when you should take your foot off the gas. Downtown Fargo is the most valuable land in North Dakota without oil underneath it. And we've incentivized that heavily for the last 17 years, and we're increasing not only the size but scope of how we're incentivizing down there. This is affecting other people. And when you look at your tax bill, you're taking money from kids who are trying to buy their first home, for example, and they're saying, can we afford this house or that house or any house? And we're saying, well, you know what, your tax is just going to be a little bit higher, only 7% more, based on giving money from you to billionaires in the state of North Dakota. Now, that might be a populist argument, but that's a real argument in the city of Fargo. 60% of our people live in apartments. And part of that reason is because housing is unaffordable.
Yeah, I think it actually, my own personal opinion, is your most powerful argument. I also think that you could say that about anything.
Yeah.
Right? You could say that about any expenditure. You really could. So it's an easier way to say, well, if we didn't do that, then you'd have this, you know. But let's talk about that when we come back, whether you agree with the, because I do think it's a strong argument that gets people thinking about the cost of that kind of things that can be quiet. More with these two when we come back live from the Ramco to Bismarck on What's On Your Mind.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Adamoos, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
The game has changed for North Dakota car, truck, and SUV buyers. Puckland Chevrolet Buick GMC invites you to visit their new location in Valley City. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm. The cars you love for style and sophistication. And coming soon, their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Find out why they say you drive, we'll ride with you at North Dakota's home for Chevy, Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, 721 West Main in Valley City, or shop online at PucklettsValleyCity.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We're going to New York City at Christmas time. It doesn't get any better than that. That's all I can tell you. It's just phenomenal. And the list of things we're going to do would take me a week to get through and tell you all about. I'm dead serious. I mean, just unbelievable. But know this, we're going to see the UND hockey team in Madison Square Garden play Boston College. We're going to be at the Empire State Building. We're going to be at St. Patrick's Cathedral. We're going to be at Ellis Island and Intrepid Air and Space and Sea Museum. Fox News Channel with some folks you see on the TV. So come to New York City with us 5 days. We added a night this year. Six days, five nights in New York City. Incredible deal. My wife Maria and I host this. We've done this 3 years in a row. It's a blast. Love to have you. And here's the number to get all the information you need. We have to get you locked in pretty quick here to get this great deal here for $29.99 per person based on double occupancy, and most everything's included. Broadway show, Rockettes, the whole deal. Call Jason at this number and tell him I'm in. I want to go. And 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. One more time, 952-898-0008. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com. I'll send you the itinerary and that telephone number again. 10 before the top of the hour, we're live at the Greater North Dakota Chamber Policy Summit. And we're talking about incentives. Dale Zimmerman, downtown businessman. Tony Garrick, Fargo City Commissioner here with us talking about incentives. We're going to talk about it as one of the panels here today at the Policy Summit. You make a strong argument about the dollars and cents that you just did before the break, Tony, of how this costs every taxpayer money, that their taxes would be lower if we didn't have these incentives. Dale, what about that argument? Are the taxpayers getting jammed because of this in your mind?
Absolutely not. In fact, it's the opposite. We can give example after example after example. If you just want to use downtowns as your case study, I mean, downtown Bismarck alone, I mean, Fargo is epically have huge amount of growth. But downtown Bismarck, the building that the Peacock Alley is in, the Patterson Hotel, I'll just take you back just a few years ago, just a couple decades, and that building was condemned to be torn down. Across the street, Kitty Corner, was a Civic Square building. The city tried to sell it for over a decade for a dollar. The Depot, which I also own, was for sale for $10,000. Nobody wanted any of these buildings. The property taxes that were generated at that time for all three of those properties combined was about $500. That's it. Today, it's about $80,000 to $90,000 a year in property taxes. That has nothing to do with the sales tax that's also generated. The Peacock Alley alone generates about $500,000 in sales tax revenue a year. If those business incentives were never in place, those properties would not exist. They would be parking lots today.
All right, so that's a strong argument the other way. What do you say, Terry?
Well, what we're doing in a lot of cases is cannibalizing growth. So we have examples where
we are cannibalizing growth.
Like RDL in Fargo. They said they came to our subcommittee and they said, we will grow. We started in Fargo. We're going to grow in Fargo. We just don't know where. But because you're going to give us $15 to $30 million in incentives, I guess we'll go downtown. Seems like a good plan to us. So we are now paying them to move to a certain area that Fargo commissioners decide is the better area. We're picking winners and losers, in other words. Whereas we wouldn't have had to pay them to build a large office building in South Fargo where there already is infrastructure. So this is a 40-year investment. We won't make a dime off that building for 40 years, and then after that we'll start making money, whereas we would have initially made money to begin with. And again, we're charging the taxpayers in order to manipulate the free market. But real quick on this, we're not only taxing taxpayers, the schools, the parks, the county, the airport, Becker Control, they all lose dollars for 40 years because we want to manipulate where they go.
Again, you're only able to say to lose dollars if the dollars that were invested in that program, that incentive, didn't bring more dollars in. And that's what you're saying.
That's right. It would never happen without the original investment.
Because you're saying the dollars were put in the Patterson that wouldn't have been otherwise. Maybe he goes out and does it at the mall, but it's not the Patterson getting it and doesn't
yep. limit to that. What's the difference? It's development in your town. Now, we're trying to say that one part of town is more important than this side of town. Hey, I'm okay with Renaissance zone for 5 years. If we could have done that for a 10-year period and been done with it, I wouldn't be here talking in front of you right now. But we're going on 17 years, and we're accelerating what we're doing. We're expanding what we're doing. And at the same time, most cities and most city governments have no idea the impact on the taxpayer. I asked our mayor what the impact is on the average taxpayer to give these incentives. He goes, I don't know, but it can't be a lot. Well, if you don't know, then you can't know it's not a lot. For me, it's $500 a year just for my family. You know what I mean? So for some people, that's some real dollars.
But again, you're only able to make that argument if you know that no development, no additional tax dollars are there because of that incentive, right?
FedEx.
Tell FedEx story in a minute.
FedEx came in front of the Fargo City Commission and said, they applied for incentives like a smart business would. And by the way, I don't blame businesses for applying for incentives. We are stupid enough to offer them. They should ask for them. They came in front of us, they knew we had incentives. They said, I asked them a direct question, would you come to Fargo without the incentive? And they said yes. And I looked around the room and said, okay, can we move on? Let's vote no on this and do something else. In a 3-2 vote, that passed. $620,000 for FedEx. And that's not the first time it's happened.
Dale, is that a dumb one?
That guy from FedEx, I'm sure, is in serious duty.
Well, I get it, but I even think FedEx doesn't need $600,000 to move to Fargo. And we were actually...
That was a dumb one.
Fargo was asking FedEx to move from Grand Forks.
Yeah.
So you're raiding a neighbor.
Right, which is why Tony Grinberg voted against it.
Right, yeah, yeah. No question about it.
Some of them are just indefensible. I mean, right. You just can't defend it.
Yeah.
And it's not the first time it's happened. We've given incentives where people bought a building, move into the building, revamped the building, and then asked for the incentive, and we still gave them $750,000. What is the point of those?
Do you see any value in these incentives?
Like I said, in a blighted area, downtown Fargo, downtown Bismarck, you're not blighted. You can't tell me you're blighted.
But we were, Tony.
That's fine, but we've been for 17 years. 17 years we've been doing this. So I can show you parts of Bismarck that are blighted.
One of the arguments here is how long do you do it? It makes sense. Gentlemen, thanks. We'll see you on stage. All right? Should be fun. Appreciate it. Tony Gehrig, along with Dale Zimmerman, on a debate about incentives that shall continue. Short break, back with more on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You and your family are always on the go. Work, school, errands, and activities often keep us away from our homes. But missing calls at home can be annoying and inconvenient. Now your important home telephone number can be as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com allows calls to your home telephone number to be routed to the cell phones of any member of your family, no matter where they are. Go to OurOldNumber.com to learn more. That's OurOldNumber.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.